Okay, today's daf is at daf lamed vav. So we got to around seven lines down from the top. The two dots. The Gemara says hamemenes ein la lo knas lo pita. We were talking yesterday about a brisa of different individuals, different women who do not get to collect knas or pita. So now the Gemara wants to hamemenes. What's a memenes? So memenes is of a ketana. If she was married, she was a yosoma. She lost her father and her brother, and her mother had married her off, and she opted out of the marriage. It's called a miun. She's called memenes. And so Memenes, she doesn't get Kenas, and she doesn't get the Pito either. We assume she's no longer a Basula, since she was married, and that's why there's no Kenas, no Pito. So Gemara is now Medaik. That's only because she's a Katana that's Memenes. But let's say, HaKatana Ba'amah, let's say a regular Katana, not Memenes, just a Stam Katana, if it implies Islay, there would be Kenas, there would be Pito. So Gemara says, who authored this brisa? It must be Mani Rabbanani. The Amri Ketana Yesh La Knas. Rabban are of the opinion that Ketana does in fact get Knas. So only because she's a Memenes, that's why there's no Knas and Pito in this case. But a regular Ketana would get Knas according to Rabbanim. Gemara says, the problem is, Ema Seifa, look to the Seifa of the brisa. The Seifa says, Eilonis, Ein La Lo Knas Lo Pito. Eilonis, a woman who never goes through puberty, doesn't have those, doesn't biologically, something's different. So she doesn't get Knas and Pito. So also, who is the author that Eilonis doesn't get Knas or Pito? That must be Rebbe Meir. Damar Ketana Ein La Knas. He holds that Ketana doesn't get a Knas. And Vaha Mikatnusa Yatza Levager. That an Eilonis goes from the state of a Ketana to a Bogeris. She never has a state of a Na'ara. So a Ketana, an Eilonis is a Ketana. So why doesn't an Eilonis get Knas? Because she's a Ketana. She's a Ketana. And that's right, Meir Shita, who holds a Ketana, doesn't get Knas. So from the Me'enes Shita, implies a Ketana does a Knas. From Eilonis implies that Ketana does not get Knas. Two different people. Are we going to suggest that the Reisha is the Rabbana and the Seifa is Rai Meir? We don't like to make a Brisa of two different people. So V'chi Tema Kulu Rai Meir. Maybe Rai Meir authored the entire Brisa. And he holds that Eilonis doesn't get Knas because she's a Ketana. Ketana doesn't Knas. And the case of Memenes, he holds Savarla Kerebi Yehuda. What's Rebbe Yehuda? Who's Rebbe Yehuda? Yehuda holds Memenes, even though we assume normally only a Ketana could do Miun, Rebbe Yehuda holds she could be older, even a Na'ara could do Miun. So that's the dig, that a Na'ara who's Memenes doesn't get Knas, but that's the situation, a Ketana doesn't get, but if she's a Stam Na'ara, she would get a Knas. That's perhaps the dig to be made. The Gemara says no. Rebbe Meir definitely does not hold the Rebbe Yehuda by Miyun. Umi Savarla, does Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Meir really hold the Rebbe Yehuda? Vatani, the Braisa says, Ad Masai Habas Mimeenis. Until what age could a girl do Miyun? Ad Shetavi Shtei Saros Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir holds up until Shtei Saros, which means only when she's a Ketana could she do Miyun. However, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ad Shiyar Beshachor Alavin, until more hair grows, that's an older age, that's even from a Naira. So there's clearly a machlokas between Rebbe Meir and Yehuda, whether Ketana or even a Na'ara could do Miyun, but Rebbe Meir does not hold the Rebbe Yehuda. He says, Ketana, it's over. So you can't say that Rebbe Meir holds a Rebbe Yehuda in the world of Miyun. So we go back to square one, exactly who is the author of this Mishnah, or the Brisa. So Ella must be Rebbe Yehuda he, maybe Rebbe Yehuda really authored the Brisa, and the reason why he holds by Miyun, the din is Ein La Knas, but if it was a Na'ara Ba'alma, there would be Knas. Ubiktana Savla Kremer, but he holds like Rebbe Meir in regards to an Eilonis, that an Eilonis doesn't have a Knas, a Ketana doesn't have Knas. Maybe that's the direction we should go. And where says this too not can't be the case. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold the Rebbe Meir either by Ketana, because Mi Savarla, Bahamar Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda holds Amarav later on in the mission in a couple days from today, he's going to say Zu Divi Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir is the one who holds that Eilonis doesn't get Knas. And if it's true that Rebbe Yehuda agrees to Rebbe Meir, it really should say Vim Isa. It should say Zu Divi Rebbe Meir Vi Rebbe Yehuda Mi Baile. And it doesn't say that. So in the end of the day, we don't know who the author of the Brisa is. Is it Rebbe Meir or is it Rebbe Yehuda? Can't be one of them because it doesn't go well with the Shita. So it must be the Gemara says Hai Tana. It's a outside Tana. And Hai Tana Savarla Ker Meir Bechada Upalagale Bechada. He holds Rebbe Meir Lagabe one din, Lagabe the din of a Ketana Ein La Knas. But he holds like, argues with him on another din. So that's what comes out here. It's one Tana, but he agrees to Rebbe Meir again that Ketana Ein La Knas. That's why there's no Knas by Eilonis. But by Miyun, he holds the age is older, that even through an age of Na'ara, one can do Miyun. That's what comes out. And the Gemara gives one other shot. No, Rafram Amar. Rafram gives another explanation. Really, Rebbe Meir is the author. My Mimeenis, haru'uya limayim. Not a woman who actually did miyun. If she did miyun, means she got married, she did miyun, she's not able to collect knas because she's not becheskas ba'ula. But we're talking about a person who's the age that one in theory could do miyun, which is the age of what? An age of a katana. That's what we're talking about. So when we say memenis, referring to a katana, a woman who's the age of a katana, she's the one who we're describing here. So ask Samar if that's the case. If when we say memenis really means haru'uya l'mayin, so why don't you simply say lisne katana and be very clear that we're talking about a katana? So Gemara says kasha. There is no good answer for Raphram. So most likely this is a altai tana that holds like Rabbi Meir l'gabe one halacha and not like Rabbi Meir in the other halacha. So Gemara then says, okay, islandus ein la lo knas lo pitu. We said above, an islandus doesn't have knas nor does she get a pitu. So ask Gemara, urmini, Hachareshes, Havashota, Va'ilanis, Yeshlam Kanas, Vyesha Tainis Pasulum. So we see clearly here that Ilanis does get Kanas. So ask Zumar, Vahai Mai, Rumia, what's the question? It's a very simple answer. HaRemeir, HaRabanim. Remeir holds that there's no Kanas here, because Ilanis, the Katana doesn't get Kanas. And Rabbanim holds Ilanis does get Kanas because he holds a Katana. Does it knas? What's the shaila here? But the karle my karle. That was a very simple answer. How to reconcile the stira where one place says islanders does get knas, another place says islanders does not get knas. It's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda again. Rabbi Meir, Rabbanim. Again, just to be clear, Rabbanim hold a katana does get knas, and therefore an islanders who in essence is a katana does get knas. Rabbi Meir holds a katana does not get knas, therefore islanders doesn't get knas either. So what was this? What was such a chiddush here with the karle my karle? The Gemara says, Mishum de Islay Lemirma Acharisa Alave. They just kind of asked this question to lead to another question that they really wanted to ask. What was the real question they wanted to ask? There was a steer with regards to Chereshes. By Chereshes, it says, Vashota, that Vabogeres, Umukas Eitz, Ein Lehem, Tainis Besulim. We just said above in the Brisa, the Chereshes Vashota, Yeshlam Tainis Besulim, and here we said, Einlam Tainis Besulim. And Hasuma Va'ilanis Yesham Tainis Besulim. And Sumchas Omer Mishum Remer Suma Ein La Tainis Besulim. So our focus right now is in Chereshes, whether or not she has Tainis Besulim. So there's a stira. One place says she does, the other place says she does not. So the Gemara says in the Amr of Sheshes, Lo Kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha Rabbi Gamliel, for Ha Rabbi Yeshua. So what's that machloka? So the machloka is Rashi Tosi. We're going to take Shitas Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi writes around four narrow lines up. Ha Rabbi Gamliel, Damar Beper Kama Daf Yud Beis, he Omeris, Misher Satani Nenasti Nenmenes. When a woman gets engaged, she says, when I was engaged, that's when I was Nenas. Yes, there was no Dam Besulim, but that's because after I was engaged, it happened, and it's your tough luck. Nistach Be'ego Sadehu. Hachanami, Ein La Tainet Besulim, Lafsi De Ksuba. Here as well by Chereshes, you can't be Mafsi De Ksuba. Damrina, we would say, Ihabe Bekeach, has she had it been Bekeach, and she would have some Das, she would have said, Litona, Hava Taina Meshir Satani Nanasti Vehemne. She would have made a claim that this happened when I was engaged. She just doesn't have the Das to make such a claim. So we make the claim for her. So you can't be mafsid the ksuba. Just like I can't be mafsid the ksuba of a woman who's a pikeach, so too not from a woman who's a chereshes. However, the other one who says a chereshes does not have Tainis Basulim, that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a pikeach can't make a taina, because we say, no, prove to us that it happened after you engage. So if a pikeach can't make one, a cheresh can't make one either. So that machlokas by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel, legabe a pikeach is the same machlokas here by chereshes. And that's how we reconcile this. So Gemara says, wait a second here. Can you really connect these two sugyas? Amar, we could say, dishmasle le Rabbi Gamliel, hecha de kataina ihi, when she herself made the claim by the bikechas that she made the claim. Hecha de lo kataina ihi, but here by the chereshes, she didn't make a claim. Mishmasle, could we create the claim for her? Moses in, we can, we could be taininan for her. Kamen de amar Rabbi Gamliel, mehemne, kigonzu, Pisach piach le'ilem hu. We open the mouth for an ilem, a person who can't speak. She doesn't have the das to speak. We will step in for her and try to find an explanation. So einachnami, we will say tanina. We will make a taina for her. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Now, one of the questions Tosfos has here is, this is so strange. What's happening in the end of the day here, we're making a taina on her behalf for the chereshes. That's a suffolk taina. We don't know if she would have made that taina. We don't know if it's true. What comes out is, we could make a suffolk to be motzi mamon based on that, right? We're going to make her collect, she's able to collect knas. she could collect the ksuba, she could collect the ksuba based on a suffix taina. So Tos has an issue with this, but Rashi has no problem. Rashi thinks that one can be make a taina, even though it's only a suffix. Whether she would have made a taina, that's good enough. You could use a suffix in order to take out money to create a chazak of her having a chazak hesed basula. So Kso says there's another nafkamina as well. We have another application whether or not we could create a chazaka meisafek to provide money for chereshes and a shota. What's that? Let's say a chereshes has a chesketz gimel shanim. They're on a property for 3 years. Now the way it works by chazaka chesketz gimel shanim, you can't just sit on a person's property for 3 years and claim that you can say it's yours. You have to have a chazaka shiyeshi motayin. You have to say, I bought it from Reuven. I lost the shtar by living here for 3 years. The chazaka is going to be instead of the 3 years. But you have to have a first taina that you bought it from someone. You have to have, so it can't just be a chazaka in a vacuum. So what happens if a chereshes a shota is sitting on a property for 3 years? So they can't make a taina. They don't have the das to make a taina. Will we make the taina for them? That mistama, they bought it from Reuven before him. So says the Ktos, according to Rashi, we wouldn't make that taina for them, that they must have bought it from someone. And according to Tosus, we wouldn't. We can't make a suffik chazaka to motzi mamun from somebody else. But that's what he says is an interesting nafkamina. One other piece here, this interesting Rambam as well. Rambam Paskins, the din, he holds that a katana yeshlam knas. He holds like Rabbanan that a katana, there's a knas. But he also says an islandless, there is not a knas. And we just said above, the question whether the islandless has knas or does not have knas hinges on whether katana has knas or not. So we said if Rabbanan hold katana yeshlam knas, that means islandless should also have a knas. So they ask a question in the Rambam, if the Rambam holds that a katana yeshlam knas, he should also hold the islandless also has knas, but he does not say that. He says islandless does not get knas. So Kesef Mishnah says maybe perhaps with the following. The only time a katana in general gets knas, if it's a katana that will turn to a na'ara. But if it's a katana that will never turn to a na'ara, an islandless jumps from katana stage to a bogera stage, there's never a na'ara period, so there the Rambam will hold that won't be, there will not be a knas even for islandless, even though she's a katana. So now the Gemara says last two lines as follows. The Gemara says that a bogeris Ein la tainas besulim. A bogeris doesn't have the tainas besulim. So Gemara says, Vaha merava. But the reason is because we assume a bogeris, when she's older, we assume she's no longer, the dam besulim is no longer there. So asks Gemara, Vaha merava, bogeris, nosin la laila harishom. If you look at Rashi in the bottom here, last Rashi in the page, that a bogeris we give her the first night, and Rashi explains, nosin la laila harishom, uboel kama bi'ilos, betalinan koldamim shall also laila bedam besum. All the dam she sees that evening is all considered dam besum, not dam nida. Alma, we see from this that islay dam besum the bogeris, that there is dam besum. Di lo, if had there not been dam besum, lo hava boy la mesav la ela bi la mitzvah, all she would be allowed would be bias mitzvah, but after that she would have a din of dam nida, not dam besum. V'cheven dislay besum, says Rashi, hecha de baal v'lo matzah dam tafsik subaso. And since we assume that there is dam besum, if they have bia and there is no dam, we assume she's not a besula and she should lose her ksuba. Da kanta b'cheskas a besula u'matzah ba'ula. So that's the question of the Gemara. So Bogeris certainly does have Tainas Basulim. And go on to Amr Beis now. The Gemara says, now, Tainas Damim Hachanami. You're right. If they made a Taina of Tainas Damim, that the Baal says, Ba'alti Vlo Matzatzi Dam, Inachanami, right? That's a good Taina, because a Bogeris should have Dam Basulim, so she'd be mafsid her mafsidher's Ksuba. Here's not a question of Tainas Basulim Hacha, but Maiskinan, the Katan of Tainas Pesach Basuach. The husband had a beer, and he says, oh, Pesach Pasuach. So he's making a taina, she should lose her ksuba. And the answer is that no, Dam Besulim is a good taina. Bulgaris should have Dam Besulim. But in terms of Pesach Pasuach, that's actually expected by Bulgaris, because as she grows older, there is actually Pesach Pasuach naturally as she grows. If you just look at Rashi, four lines down, but in the middle of the Rashi, the first word is Mishabagra. Says Rashi, Mishabagra, Ein Rachama Tsar, Kibitchila, Vidom Malokila Pesach Pasuach. And therefore, if a husband is Baal and Isha, who's a Basula, who's a Bulgaris, the Taina Pesach Pasuach is not a valid Taina. That's what's going on here. Gemara then quotes, we had above a machlokas, whether or not a Summa has a Taina Basulim or not. So Sumchas Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Summa Ein La Taina Basulim. My time, and what's the reason to Sumchas? So Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mibnesha Nechbatas Al Gabi Karka. Because, as girls do, that sometimes they'll fall on the ground, and that falling on the ground might cause a damasum to be removed. So that's the case. Ask the Mara, kulanami chabute michta, that all the other girls also. So why are we saying only Asuma? Asuma, although she can't see, but no one, everyone is nechbat this al gabekarka, so everyone should know that there should be no longer tainis damasulim. So Gemara says, no, kulanami chabute michta, kule ros, if a woman were to fall, a girl were to fall and see dam, she'd tell her mother, so her mother would be aware there's no longer dam basulim. By sumo, she can't see. If she falls on the ground, she wouldn't know that she's lost dam basulim, and therefore we have to assume that there is no time to basulim, that their taka was dam basulim and it was lost, but she never sought to tell her parents about it, and therefore we can't say there's a tainus basulim for them. So then the Gemara quoted from the Braisa yesterday, Hayotes mishum shemra, ein la lo knas lo pita. If a woman is found to be moti shema, she found to be she was involved with another man, so she gets no knas and no pita. So Gemara says, obviously hayotes mishum shemra. If the husband found that she's with another man, so of course there's no payment of moti shemra. Baskila, she gets stoned because she was an ashes ish. So if there's a kim levi the rabbi minay, she's going to get stoned. She wouldn't have to pay knas as well. So what's the chiddush? That yotzeis mishum shemra ein lalo knas lo pita. Of course there isn't. So Gemara says Amar Rav Sheshes Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say: Mi sheyotze ale shemra biyaldusa ein lalo knas lo pita. If a woman has a bad reputation when she's a younger girl, so even though there's no riyas, she was never married, still that bad reputation, we assume she no longer has dam basulim, and we assume she's not a basula, and that's why she doesn't get knas or a pita. So Amar Papa says Shema Minav. That's the case. We could learn from this. High shtara reya. If there's a bad shtar, that there's a rumors that a particular document is a forge, lo magbinan bay. We shouldn't collect from it because based on bad rumors, we could assume certain halachas and dinim amunas. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema dinafik kala ala the shtar dezayafahu. That if there's just some rumors about this shtar being forged to kavasa accordingly. Hacha dinafik ala kala dezanai. So by this young girl, there's some rumors that she was mizana. Just because a woman has a bad name doesn't mean we're choshish them. She could still marry a Kohen. Rumors don't have any halachic ramifications. So it can't be rumors that say that this is Shtar Mezuyif is good enough. So Ella must be by the Shtar. It must be with regards to the girl that two men said that this girl, when she was younger, before she married, she was Taveyas to be with her, have Tashmish. So even though we weren't, but she was Taveya, she was very brazen to do that. So we assume that's not just rumors, those are real Edom. It wasn't Edis of Zeus, but it was Edis that she was Taveya them for Zeus. So to Gavasa, accordingly, Hachanami, when it comes to the Shtar, Dasid Beitrei, two people come forward and say, Amr Lididu, so this guy came over to us, the guy who was holding the Shtar came to us, and Amr who says to us, Zayfili, please forge this document with me. So even though we didn't do this, we know he's looking for people to do this, so those we're talking about. So we don't have Edom that she was Mizana, we don't have Edom that was Mizayef, but we do have Edom that were requesting, that there was requested to be Mizayef the Din. So Gemara said, okay, I understand Bishma over there, Hassam, Shchichi Prutim. Over there by the case of Znus, I get it. Why, if a woman was Taveya, two men, even though nothing happened, that this woman's clearly a Prutza, and if it wasn't with these two men, it was with some other men, therefore she no longer is considered Basula. Elahacha, here in the case, im hu hochzak koisel mi huchzaku. So we're machzik, we have good cheskes kashes, we didn't sign it. But now we're gonna say someone else, signed it, forged it. No, we assume every member of Klai has a cheskes kashes unless we know otherwise. So we're gonna assume that this guy, he asked us, we said no. He asked other people to forge it, they said no as well. So, how can we assume the shtar is, cheskes mizuyaf? We assume every member of Klai has cheskes kashes. Gemara says, no, hachanami. Kevin de kamahada is yufa. Since we see the person was looking to forge this document, if he wasn't able to find any member, any person to help him out, because we assume all of Klai says cheskas kashrus, Amr is yufa zayif akasiv. He himself forged it, and therefore once two people tell us that we were requested to mizayif this star, we assume the star is mizuyif, and that's the particular situation. So here as well, in the case of the moti shemra, if there's a edim where one woman tried being mizana with two men, that's enough of a proof that she's a zona of some sort, and she does not get knas or pitur. So now the new Mishnah tells us as follows. Elu she'ein lam knas, the following situations where there is no knas. Haba'a giyores, val shvuya, val shivcha, sheniftu, v'shinis gairu, v'shin tachru, yiseiros al b'nos shalosh sharam v'yom echad. all over the age of 3 years old. In this particular case, when we said early in the Mishnah, the similar case, but under the age of three, even had they been with another man, the dam b'sulam grows back. But if the bia took place after the age of three, the b'sulam do not come back. And since they're ruis l'bia, we have a cheskes hefker, says Rashi, and we assume they don't get dam. There's no knas in these cases. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shvuya Shiniftes, he thinks, a woman who was held captive and was redeemed, Harehi Bektushaso, she actually does retain her status of being Kadosh, Afa Pisha Gedola. Even though she was a Gedola at the time, he actually assumes the best case scenario by Shvuya, he thinks that they retained their Kedusha. Habala Bita, Abbas Bita, a person who's born his own daughter, a granddaughter, Abbas Beno, Abbas Ishto, Abbas Beno, Abbas Bita, Ein Laknas. These cases, there is no knas. Why? Because since there are rivals involved, the bnei shem mischayev v'nafsho, shem misasin bidei bezdin, v'chol mischayev v'nafsho, ein mishalim mamon, whenever these mises bezdin, we assume kimle b'dirabim minei, and it wipes out the dini mamon. Shenemar, v'im lo ye asun anosh ye anesh. If there's no asun, then no misa, then you pay. But if there's an asun, if there's a mises bidei adam, then there wouldn't be the punishment of paying tashlum. So that's kimle b'dirabim minei. So we just saw early in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda held that shvuya shenifteis harehi b'ktushasa. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Dosa, Amru Davar Echa. They both agree to the same halacha that a shvuya retains her status of cheskes kashrus. So where do you see Rabbi Yehuda had the Amar, the Yehuda of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Dosa, the Tanya, the Brisa says, shvuya ocheles betruma, divrei Rabbi Dosa. Even though a woman was held captive, we assume she remains kshera, and she could continue to eat truma, she continued to stay married to her husband, the Kohen. And Amar Rabbi Dosa, explains that v'chima asa, what do they do to her? V'chima asa la aravi halaz, what did this Arab do? Because of that, that makes her possible. Rashi explains a little bit further. When a woman's held captive, they don't go to the great extremes of bila, and that does not disqualify her from kuna, and therefore she retains the status of kedusha and continue to eat chumas. So that's Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Huda, they align with each other. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, not true. They're saying two different halachas. Maybe Dilma, Lohi, maybe it's not the same. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Huda hacha, ela shlo yechot niskar. The reason why in the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says that a shvuya retained her status is not because she really retained her status. Rather, we want to penalize the violator, the ma'anis. If we're going to say you're ma'anis, a woman who's shvuya, you don't pay knas in the pitoy, you're in essence encouraging the chote. So we want to give him a penalty. Even though mikra didn't, we assume a shvuya would lose her status of kashrus, but to penalize the ma'anis, we make him pay knas nonetheless. However, Aval Hassam, over there, in the case of Truma, Aval Hassam, Kirabanan Srila, he holds like Rabbanan, that a shvuya would not be able to eat Truma. And the flip side, you could say as well, maybe Rabbi Dosa only allows her to eat Truma Midrabanan when a shvuya comes out of captivity. Aval Knas Daraisa, Kirabanan Srila, but maybe on a Daraisa level, he would assume that there would not be a Knas, because Knas works on a Daraisa levels. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amrle Abaye v'tamei the Rabbi Yehuda hacha shel yichot de nischar. Is it really true? The reason behind Rabbi Yehuda that a woman who's shvuya, that the knas that's paid is because we don't want the chote to be nischar. Is that really the reason? V'tani the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda omer shvuya shenishbeis harei b'kedushaso. She retains her status of a kedushaso. Afilu bas eser shanim ksubasa masayim. The ksuba remains 200. Meaning this is a case where there's no chote. There's no chote in this case. But he has this general klal that a shvuya always retains kedusha, even lagabe a ksuba. So Gemara says, no, hasam nami, there also is a reason. Why do you want to have a ksuba stay at 200? Dilma mimne velo nisrele. We're concerned if we make her ksuba less than 200, a person might not marry her. Even a yisrael might not marry her, thinking that, oh, she's a shvuya, she was violated, I don't want to marry her. So to preserve her dignity, to preserve her kedusha, we made her status ksuba 200. So in other words, in both cases here, there are outside reasons why we want to retain the status. Really, shvuya, the din is that she doesn't have so much kedusha. She really lost it. She lost her damasum. But we want to really strengthen and bolster her up. So we say by the case of the knas of pitoy, we want to say, einach hodin iskar, we penalize him. We want her to get remarried, so we also keep the ksuba up to 200 as well. But mikra didn't sound like Rabbi Yehuda really holds that she was violated and she would not be able to eat truma. So the Gemara then says, is that really true that Tzavar Rabbi Yehuda b'kedushasa kayama? Is it really true that he thinks that a Yeshua keeps her kedusha status? That she's really good across the board? Tani the Brisa says, hapode es a shvuya yisena. The person himself who redeems a woman out of captivity, he could go ahead and marry her. Meid lo yisena. If he testifies that she was in captivity, he may not marry her. We're going to see that there's a contradiction in just a second. Rabbi Huda Omer, Bein Kach, Lo Yisendo. You can't marry her. She cannot marry a Kohen. Not at all. She's possible. She doesn't have a Kedusha. So before we get to Rabbi Huda Sheet in just a second, Hagufa Fakasha. There's an internal contradiction. Amr, we said, Hapo Desa Shuya Yisendo, Hadatana Meidva, Lo Yisendo. The one who redeems her can marry her. The one who testified about her that she didn't have Bia can't marry her. Well, what's the difference? The Gemara says no. So holokashi, that's not a question. Hachi kamar. Hapo desashuya umeidaba yisenu, the one who both redeems her and also testified that she remained, that she wasn't with another man, that person can marry her. Meidba kidei lo yisenu, if he's meidba in order that he marry her, that won't be allowed. That's the difference. Either way, Malcolm Kasha, the Rabbi Huda. Our question really is Shita Rabbi Huda. Because above he said Rabbi Huda held the Shvuya was, the din was she's, Kedusha, Harei Kedushasa. Here we're saying that she cannot marry a Kohen because she's not Kedushasa. So Gemara says, let's tweak what he says. Amar Papa, Amar Rabbi Huda, Omar Benkach, he said. He really holds whether it's this way, whether it's that way, a Shvuya always retains her status of Kedusha and she can, in fact, marry a Kohen, and that's consistent. Rav Huna, Braid of Yeshua, Omer, Liom, he says a different shot. No, really, Liom Katakatani, really like it says, that Rav Huda says, Benkach, Benkach, Lo Yisanu, and it's Rav Huda just saying, Lidivrecham, Dirabanan Kamarlu. He's saying, in your world, Lididi, according to me, Benkach, Benkach, Yisanu, I hold that Bikdushasa Kaima, so she could marry Cohen regardless. But El Lididhu, in your world, Rabban, who hold that she doesn't retain her Kedusha status, Ben, Benkach, Benkach, Lo Yisanu. By the way, you should say she should not be able to get married across the board because she is certainly violated. So Rabbanan say, no, hapo desashuya umeidba yisenu. We think if she's redeemed and they testify she didn't have bia, so then the din is you can marry her. But lo shad the inish zuze bichli, a person won't throw money away for nothing. If the Kohen who's po there knows he can't be with her, he wouldn't spend the money. The fact that he spends the money to redeem her must be that he thinks and knows that she retains a Kedusha. But a person just testifies about her, stam, he didn't put any money in it, there we can trust him. Perhaps he just saw her and he wanted to marry her, but that does not show any trust that he necessarily knows that she stayed loyal. Okay, so we'll stop here. Mirta Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.